you inspired me yesterday.
I like to think of myself as incredibly inspirational. Like, people have told me that. They're like, Cliff, you inspire me. Actually, no one's ever said that, but I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, you yeah. totally do every day. And aww. You're talking about Michael Bublé, and I can't have that. So I'm going to talk about Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Dave Grohl is doing a special Hanukkah sessions, and I feel like I need to say Hanukkah sessions with Greg Kirsten, and they're releasing a song every day for the 8 days of Hanukkah, and they're all tribute songs to Jewish artists.
That's so cool.
So, yes! So, I've been listening to these things. They did Copacabana, they did Jump from Van Halen, but the best one, Cliff, they did Blitzkrieg Bop. The best one, the best one is Lisa Loeb, Stay. Normally, I don't point you away from the podcast, but hit pause and go to YouTube immediately and watch the Lisa Loeb, Stay cover done by Dave Grohl. He's in a dress. It's melodic in sections, and it's incredibly heavy metal in other sections, which means there's something for everyone.
Oh, I love it.
And I am so excited about this. You know, it's one of those things where Dave Grohl just makes me love him a little more almost every year. He does something new constantly that just makes me love him. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I could like Foo Fighters or Dave Grohl more than I do. Oh, now I do.
Right.
So
I think the thing about, I mean, this is not Christmas related really, but how do you go from being the drummer in probably the biggest alternative band ever, or, you know, top three, to being the guitar player in probably one of the biggest rock bands now, plus all the side stuff he does? Like, I mean, just such a talented, interesting guy, like just absolutely cool.
Well, we've had those kind of sliding door conversations because I work at a rock station now in Iowa, and we've had those conversations like, what if Kurt Cobain didn't die?
Yeah.
And Nirvana was still around. Would we have Foo Fighters? Nah. Would Dave Grohl have ever gone solo? Would this have even happened? Did Kurt Cobain's very tragic death open the door for all of this music that wouldn't have otherwise existed?
Yeah. No, I think that's really valid. So I think it's you know, just what a cool guy. I think that's awesome. I have not listened to those yet, and I'm very excited to do so. That's
so
fun.
Bringing that back to Christmas, obviously it's Hanukkah, like, related. So yeah. to our Jewish friends, but also on a Christmas standpoint, you know, you don't always have to spend money on Christmas. Like, and there are tons of friends on Facebook that you want to acknowledge, that you want to say Merry Christmas to, or thinking about you. Pick a song that speaks to you and just send it to them in a DM and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. I know you love Dave Grohl. Like, these are funny or whatever. Just like a little reminder that, you know, Christmas doesn't always have to be about dollars and stress. Just maybe keep your mind open with some songs that you might hear on YouTube, or send them a link to Spotify on their phone. Like, just text them. And that's a really cool way to say, hey, thinking about you.
So I was actually going to talk about music too, but before we get to the music I was going to talk about, I'm going to tell you another like awesome rock guy who does a killer Christmas song. Have you ever heard Chris Cornell's version of Ave Maria?
I have.
Oh my God. It is. I mean, just so good. Like another person lost way, way, way too early, but Chris Cornell's got a voice, man. Just incredible. I don't know if you'd listen to, like, I'm obviously using the Soundgarden, you go like, man, that dude can sing. You listen to, you know, the other bands and you're like, that dude can sing. But listen to Ave Maria by Chris Cornell and just go like, wow, I had no idea. Just incredible.
We can't play his version of Patience on the radio without getting texts or emails or DMs like, who is that? That's amazing. Yeah. Yep. So often covers fall flat. Yeah. But every once in a while a cover is arguably better than the original, and that is the widespread mass opinion about Chris Cornell Patience.
I agree on that. I also think his cover of Billie Jean by Michael Jackson is better. So anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about Christmas.
But it's a podcast, so we can just ramble on.
It's how it works. It's how it works. Did you know that a little band you may have heard of before called the Beatles released a Christmas album every year for 6 years between 1963 and 1969.
Did not actually know that, and I'm mad at myself for not knowing that, Cliff. What kind of Christmas podcasters are we?
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. The only reason I knew, so Heather and I had the pleasure, I believe is the right word, of working with a gentleman named Gary Shipe, who knows more about the Beatles than maybe anyone I've ever met before. He did a weekly Beatles show, and not just like, it wasn't Breakfast with the Beatles. It was, you know, like everybody does Breakfast with the Beatles. This was like a half hour, like history lesson on the Beatles every year. And so he told me about it a year or two ago, and I don't know why we haven't talked about it yet. But yeah, every year they'd send out, like way back in the day, a little teeny, have you ever seen like the records that used to come in books? They were like super flimsy, but yeah. They were super cheap. So if you were a paid up member of their fan club between 1963 and 1969, you got these weird, they're super strange Christmas records. And they were like spoken word stuff and little bits of songs and Christmas stuff. They were just surreal and wacky. And it was very much like, it felt like the Beatles just kind of going like, all right, so for, you know, this day, we can just be ourselves and be strange. We don't have to worry about corporate. We don't have to worry about record labels. We don't have to worry about anything. Let's just make some weird Christmas stuff. And they did it every year. They were hard to get a hold of because they weren't made very well. Gary actually gave me the MP3s of them. So I have the MP3s of them somewhere. Mm. But if you have a Beatles fan, but like a, like not just someone who like casually like the Beatles, like I like the Beatles a lot. I think the Beatles are great. Probably the best pop band of all time. But like, I don't know if I don't go crazy deep into, you know, Beatles, you know, demos and unaired stuff. But if you know someone who's like that and they don't have this, you can actually get a collection of these called the Christmas Records. They came out in 2017. They're very expensive though. It's $150 for it, but they are available on Amazon. It's cool. Like it's that gift that the Beatles super fan of your life may not have just because it's expensive, or they may not know about it. Like it came out to, I don't remember hearing about it when it came out a couple years ago. And like I said, I like the Beatles quite a bit. So, definitely worth looking into. It's called The Christmas Records.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you, Cliff.
Absolutely.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Holiday cards.
Sweet. I'm going to talk about Twinkies.